So asking the question then, just how bad has the drought impacted your business? How best can you mitigate the situation? RBS Corporate Executive Annelie Smith joining us on the line once again. A very, very good morning to you, Annelie. How are you today?
Good, thank you. And yourself, Ab?
I'm telling you what, it's Thursday, and so I can see the promised land. Friday is tomorrow. I'm happy. There's no complaining when it comes to that.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Thank you for joining us. But talking about risks and benefits, the drought in the Western Cape, certainly we're feeling it in our homes, we're feeling it wherever we go, but bringing it to business in particular, though, you talk about two businesses that, I mean, that have felt the impact more than any others. That's the construction and hospitality industries. And how did you come about this?
You know, Abs, I think that the one I would like to add to that, if you don't mind, is obviously the farming community.
Please.
But you know, the crisis is just continuing, and I flew to Joburg on Monday, and whilst flying over the mountains, you know, there's a lot of snow on the mountains, but there's not enough to sort out the crisis into the future. So I don't think people must think about the snow and saying, listen, things will go better in the next few weeks. But the construction business is heavily relying on water during the process, you know, during the compiling of the concrete. And without the water, they can't do the concrete. Therefore, they can't put the floors in place. You know, the same with the hospitality side. You know, if you can't provide water, the people won't come to your hotel. And therefore, the less bumps in the seat, the less profitability, the less turnover, you know. So the poor companies are really struggling to keep afloat. So the big businesses are running well, but it's the smaller businesses that are really struggling, you know, to keep afloat.
Can you, if you can, Annelie, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I would imagine that if you're a construction industry, you would get your water from the same place. But if you're saying that big businesses is not struggling at all, what are they doing differently that small businesses perhaps cannot afford?
I'm not saying they're not struggling. I'm just saying I think they're having more capital to put things in place to collect grey water, to collect rainwater. You know, we smaller businesses don't have the cash flow to go and put things in place to collect water and to recycle it. You know, so we find that a lot of the smaller construction businesses have to store their construction process, you know, to be able to finalize the construction of a business, of a building, just purely because they don't have enough water in place. And also, you know, they don't have enough water to look after their staff on site. You know, so suddenly they bring less staff to site, and it has an ongoing impact on their business. The same in the engineering business. A lot of the engineering businesses where they create steelwork. You know, all of those businesses rely on water. And if they haven't had the right grey water systems in place, you know, for them to just suddenly implement it is quite costly. So that's why I'm saying, you know, to put that in place is costly. And from an insurance perspective, there's no insurance in place for drought. And it's an uninsurable risk. So they cannot rely on if damage are caused due to no water in the business, that the insurance will now replace the machinery that is now damaged.
But surely sorry, Annelie, but that would be a business gap then for any insurance company now, or is it
exactly
just not a worthwhile one? I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, okay, but why is there not? Because, I mean,
You must remember that your insurance policy always reacts to a sudden and unforeseen insurance peril, where drought is not sudden and unforeseen. It happens over a period of time. So you can foresee that, you know, there's no rain. So, yes, possibly there can be a drought. So, yes, I need to put things in place. And therefore, that's the reason for it not being insurable. And therefore, you need to look into the future and see, listen, I need to put grey water systems in place, put the rainwater catch-up things in place.
I just wanted to remind our listeners that it's 6 minutes past five, by the way. Thank you so much for joining us. We're joined on the line by Annelie Smith, Corporate Executive at Risk Benefit Solutions, talking to us about looking at the impact that the recent droughts in the Western Cape are impacting, how these droughts are impacting your business, and how you can best mitigate the situation. And so we're also asking you at home, are you feeling the drought? What are some of the most innovative ways that you've come up with to fight and stay afloat in these tough times? You can call 021-446-0567, or you can send an SMS to 31567. Also catch us on the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1567. Annelie, just speaking to that though, you've just alluded to it. So I'm a business, I'm feeling the pinch now. In your assessment, in what you've seen, what are some of the solutions that I can put in place?
You know, I think a lot of the times it's very important to speak to your broker in terms of how can I try to accumulate funds to help me during my difficult times. So there's some solutions with regards to self-insurance that we can assist with in terms of helping you through difficult processes. How can you put things in place? So, you know, one thing, for example, that a lot of insurers do at the moment is to switch off their sprinkler systems to try and save water. The negative part of that is that if you have a fire and there's no water in your sprinkler system, you don't have insurance. But at the same time, if you want to put in grey water systems and you notify the insurers, then we can assist you with making sure that there's insurance cover in place during that period, so that if you do have a fire, your insurance policies will pay out. We can also assist you with education to your staff in terms of what to do and what not to do during those processes. The most important thing that I actually think you need to look at is how can you deal with it as a business? And with that is doing a risk survey at this point in time to see what is your biggest exposure and in which part of your business is your biggest exposure, so that you can involve your insurance company to help you through that process. The one thing that everybody must understand is that any penalties implemented by the City of Cape Town by either you are using too much water is not covered by your policy as well. So suddenly you're far more exposed than what the normal person thinks. So, you know, other things that people also do is to let their staff work from home where possible, so they can save water from an office perspective, especially if it is just a normal business scenario. You know, so there are small things that you can implement, but obviously not big things, you know, to save water. But definitely the grey water, the rainwater collection is a big thing at the moment. With that, obviously, you'll increase your value of your site, or you increase your value of your home, because you're installing systems that is not normally insured by your policy. So you need to increase your policy value so that if there is a big fire or a big subsidence at your house or at your property, that those things are covered.
All right. Annelie, listen, it's always been a pleasure, or rather it always is a pleasure having you on the show chatting to us and just giving us some understanding when it comes to risk. Thank you so much, and we chat again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Ash. Have a nice day.
Sure, you too. Annelie Smith is the Corporate Executive at Risk Benefit Solutions.